All that energy is filling your cock, your length, your heart on. Pop, pop. Bubble after mental bubble as thoughts try to form, try to coalesce, but they pop as you be blank, pet. And your mind slides away. With every second that slides away, it's easier to say, oh, all of your attention is localized between your legs. All of your thoughts are localized between your legs. The only thing you're thinking with is the hard shaft between your legs. Pulling pleasure upward, pulling pressure upward, and the more you think with your cock, the easier it is to extend that thought process elsewhere. You're hard, you're hot, you're dripping, and the air itself, my voice itself, your will itself are all cooperating, collaborating to make that part of you into my next target, the next focused subject of my attentions. And my attention is very focused indeed. When I draw our shared awareness, yours and mine, to some place, and I talk about it, I focus on it, I fixate on it, you throb, you feel, you drop, your mind reels, wrapped in the need. We can focus so intensely that everything gets pulled toward our gaze, a vacuum tugging away, and you're tugging away in your cock between your legs, hard and hot. It drips and drops and flows and squeezes all through your mind, every bit of you squeezed into place, into position. Into just where you need to be, which is here with me, with my will focused between your legs again. You've had the global experience of your whole body being stimulated, but my will and yours together can do wonderful things. And there are so many sensitive bits of you that have recovered now, returned from waiting in the wings, and are now our soul focus. I think about it, you think about it, and your length is pumped. I think about it, you think about it, and the head of your length is plumped and ready, being sucked by thought and word, by focus and deed. The longer this goes on, the more you feel, the less thoughts you need. You only need the hardness between your legs, the hot pumping constantly keeping you focused as though your length were trapped. Trapped in a pump, but this is the pump of thoughts. This is the pump of plumping you up without a single touch. And so the more you listen, the more your length is sucked away in your thoughts, which were in your head at some point, are tugged down between your legs into your heart on, which pumps and throbs and fills up with all your thoughts, all your ideas, everything you knew before or thought you knew before is filling you more and more down between your legs. Taking every idea away and plumping you up, pumping you up, dosing you up. The longer it goes on, the more you feel hard, the more you feel hot, the more you feel up, pumped up, all pumped up, all held rigid and hot, hard and unavoidable. Longer and longer your mind stays down, and as your mind stays down, your thoughts flow down, and they drip and drool and pool down there. And as they pool down there, you feel more and more. You want to touch. You wish you could slide your fingers out. Nope. This is for our words and our thoughts and your body to do. Your body can tense from deep inside, can work you over the edge, can work you. But the longer it strokes these words, this attention, my thoughts, the longer you're stroked and held, hot and dripping, worked to a frenzy, worked past the point of thinking, past the point of knowing anything. Body and brain, nothing remains but body and brain. And the brain is working your length. The brain is flowing your thoughts out of your head into your cock, which is worked and worked, which throbs and drips, is worked and worked, which fills the world with your moans, your twitches, your gasps. All there is the suction of our shared attention, focused on your length, sliding over it, dripping over it like lubrication, lubricating your mind, lubricating your thoughts, making you hot and caught, squeezed and held, held in place, worked through your paces, worked through your awareness, worked through a constant, unstoppable throb, stroke, being sucked into place, being sucked up at a pace just a little quicker than the pace you can handle. And so more sensation is building, building behind a dam, waiting to roll over you, The longer you listen, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you drop and throb, mind and body, drop and throb. Lose yourself to the rhythm of yourself, to your own body and mind, thinking about your length as all your thoughts flow down into it. It's so hard, impossibly hard, and it's all because your mind is down there, filling it up, making it so. Your thoughts are down there, filling it up, making it so, and it feels so much like it's going to blow. And if it does, all your thoughts will go with it. If it does, your length, which has just recovered, which has just gotten to a place where it can recover, will be the subject of so much pleasure. Will you even be able to handle it? Will you even be able to think about it? Will you even be able to hold it in your mind? Or will you find it's just too much and squirt your brain right out, your thoughts right out, your mind right out, until you're empty and limp, pliable, trainable, placid, empty like a rag doll, empty and easily posed, easily positioned, easily given exactly what you need, which in this case is my words. Your mind under the focus of my attention and your attention, and between your legs is particularly the focus of both of our attentions. That's why it's throbbing. That's why it's dripping. That's why it's right at the edge of where it could spurt, squirt, lose thought and deed to one geyser of yes, yes, this is what you need. One quick spurt of yes, this is everything you need. And the longer this goes on, the better it feels. As you spend more and more of your energy, more and more of your thoughts looping through, all of the excess, everything you don't need, everything that's in you, is down there, mind and thought and energy and deed. And if you do spurt, if you did spurt, you know exactly where you'd end up, pliable, trainable, easily sucked into oblivion, just like you need. And you do need. It's a need built up in the background by the very act of being so focused between your own legs. Suction, pulsation, sensation, warmth, need. Every single deed you could possibly do to get yourself horny, hard, dripping, drooling. It's all being done inside. Inside your mind, inside your body, inside the confines of the places that can squeeze down. And when they squeeze down, they send signals up, sparking up, up your back, up your spine, up your core, up to your brain, where they pop, pop after pop, sucked out of you. Bubbles sucked out of you. Your own thoughts sucked out of you. Systemically, continuously. Keeping you hard, keeping you hot with exactly the right amount, exactly enough suction to keep you hard, keep you dripping, keep you drooling, keep you on the ragged edge, exactly enough that by just floating there, all the stuff in your head is floating down and becoming stuff inside your pent up, waiting, rigid length. The length of you measures the length of your thoughts. So while some of your thoughts are very long indeed, all of them remain in danger of dripping out, spurting out, escaping you, eluding you, sliding between your fingers, but your fingers need not touch. Your mind, these words, our will, yours and mine, are finding their way from the inside to the outside, stroking, teasing, pulling, tugging, emptying your brain, by filling up your rigid length, emptying your brain and sucking everything out till all that remains is the memory of the way you've trained, conditioned, overlaid, filled yourself in. Every vein stands out, the head throbs, and there is suction upon endless, unstoppable pull. And the pull is of the thought as well, because as your mind turns to the sight of the greatest pleasure you're feeling, turns to the sight of that very revealing sensation. As your mind turns there, all your thoughts turn into something that could spurt out of you. Normally they're stuck inside your body, but now you have the unique opportunity to get all those unnecessary thoughts out of your head by squirting, spurting, escapist, expelling every single one. Every little drop, every little squirt, every little spurt can be sucked out of you and wicked away. And you remember where all those thoughts are going to go. Because what's stroking you right now is you and I agreeing and focusing on all the muscles in your body, working you from the inside out, on our attention falling between your legs. And because everything else is an empty, pleasant, voided vacuum, the space between your legs is the only point of contact, the only point of contraction, suction, of escape from your body. So thoughts are flowing from your mind and winding down inside and then preparing at just the right moment to squirt and spurt if need be, to squirt and spurt if it can be, if that can be what happens, then that's what will be. The longer it goes on, the deeper the impulse becomes. Deep and submerging. Merging. The more attention you pay between your legs, the more the instructions bond with the heat down there, with the need down there. The more you listen, the more you lean into it, the more you realize you're going to be letting a desperate spurt or two escape from you and flow down the side of your shaft. Not enough to get you off, not enough to get you out, not enough to let you out, but certainly enough to hold you up to the edge of it, to keep you right against the climax, the climactic escape that's trying to happen. Every second that we pay attention to the space between your legs together, that climax gets closer, closer, nearer, nearer, ready to overtake you, ready to take you, ready to claim you, ready to carry you down. Carry you away to a place where you're so deep that the next time your length gets focused on, you feel that stroking right away. Thinking about it is enough. Thinking about your length and getting off is enough to suck every thought in your head down into it. And then it rhythmically suck, suck, the pulling, throbbing vacuum of wanting. You want to come, you're getting closer, you want to get off, you're getting closer, but it's still a long way away. Because the climax that seems so close is really just the beginning. The longer you're sucked on, the longer all attention is paid between your legs, the more energy there is to keep you from really going over the edge. Because the more this is prolonged, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you might wish to prolong it. A vicious cycle, circle, edging, circling around the tip. That suction circling around the tip, wicking up any thoughts that have escaped, any droplets that have escaped, any spurts that have tried to escape, wicking them up, sucking them up, licking them up, absorbing them deep, letting you sleep your body, but awaken your length, throbbing. Upstanding, vulnerable, available, ready, willing, eager. Your mind subsumes itself in those thoughts, all those thoughts flowing down, filling out your shaft, preparing to squirt and spurt and dribble out the end. And if they do squirt and spurt and dribble out the end, then your empty head will become a perfect place from which we can zoom in, clearly seeing every pleasure sensor that feeds the space between your legs, the alluring space between your legs, even when my words aren't there. It's a little bit hypnotic just to touch, isn't it? Even when my words and will are not helping you along, and when your words and will are not in this hypnotic place, you can always, nonetheless, hear the siren temptation to trail your fingers over that length, to feel it, to have it sucked, and sucked, and when you're sucked, your mind is emptied. Sucking your length makes your mind empty into it, fill it out, bulk it up, gives you an easy way to get all those thoughts out of your weary brain, an easy way to play. Suction steals away what you don't need and just leaves a hunger that you know you're going to feed, you know you're going to satisfy, because it's so satisfying already. And you're in that feedback loop of creating pleasure, wanting pleasure, creating pleasure, wanting pleasure, finding it feels better and better. Every hard vein, every throbbing pulse, every little drop that accidentally on purpose escapes. Your length is doing the thinking. Your cock contains all your thoughts. And now it's time for you to try to think about something. in the empty space that has been vacated of all your unnecessary processes. I want you to think about what it's going to be like when you finally do come again. There's a few indications you should think of. Notably that this isn't the first time. This isn't the first little suction of your mind, little emptying of your head. And it's always more intense the second time in a session. And the other thing I want you to think about is, what would it be like if once you started coming, it never quite ended? Let me tell you a little more about that.